going on? Jermaine Johnson. Tune in to Turn on the Jets podcast.
Hey, this is Vinny Pasquantino of the Kansas City Royals. Make sure you tune into the Turn on the Jets podcast. Everybody, welcome back to the Turn the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at Will Pollard on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. No guests today, nice little special President's Day episode. We'll be back on the feed, you know, more consistently back to three episodes a week, here starting this week. Just had a little break here in between the Senior Bowl and the Combine. Got a bunch of really big guests lined up for everybody. A lot of combine coverage, draft coverage, offseason stuff. Just wanted to come on, hit a couple things since we last popped on with Rich about a week ago. Obviously, the Jets, we'll start with the Derek Carr visit. Jets hosted Derek Carr for a visit this past weekend, something that felt expected at the time and shouldn't have shocked anyone. I think it made sense on both sides. From a Derek Carr perspective, come in, get to know this coaching staff a little bit better, although he has some familiarity, obviously, as well as, see the building, Joe Douglas, Robert Saleh, kind of get to know them, get wine to dine in Jersey. Shout out to the Jets fans who do not rest, somehow found where they're eating lunch and, got a picture in there. But, be able to talk some numbers, talk plans, what a deal may look like, some kind of parameters around that, even if, nothing is imminent, just be able to kind of speak about that in person, get a good feel for each other. So we have to see that happen over the weekend. The Jets still remain heavily interested in Aaron Rodgers. It depends on who you want to believe. It seems like he may have gone into the darkness on Thursday. So maybe today might be the last day he'll come out and have to adjust his eyes and he'll have a big awakening. He either wants to be a Jet or doesn't, who knows there, whether he wants to retire, stay a Packer. But from a Derek Carr perspective, it made sense from both sides. Carr probably will take another visit or two. Ian Rappaport reported, as on Friday that, there's a chance Carr takes another visit or two. The Saints are still considered the favorites. The Jets, right alongside him. Look, again, I've mentioned with Carr probably 10, 15 times. Does he make some sense? Yes. But do I have some serious concerns from the perspective of, does he want to be in New York? Does he make sense in New York? Is it worth paying a guy like that $40-plus million a year, who you don't feel, great about, against any of those top quarterbacks, and you don't feel like necessarily he would go, toe-to-toe with them? Are his numbers better than any Jets quarterback since, pretty much any Jets quarterback ever over his career, the 4,000, around 4,000 yards, about 25 touchdowns, 10, 15 interceptions, I think 12 or 14 is usually where he kind of falls. Yeah, obviously that makes a lot of sense. But the goal isn't to be better than Zach Wilson. The goal isn't to be better than, Sam Darnold, Mike White, whatever it is, right? Like, the goal is to obviously win a Super Bowl. So do you feel like you can do that with Derek Carr? I'm not so sure. I think everything would have to go right around you. You'd have to stay healthy. The defense would have to be a top five unit, which obviously Carr has not benefited from in Vegas or at Oakland, and that's all understandable. There's obviously a lot of playmakers here. That said, obviously it was a lot of playmakers last year, and whether you like Josh McDaniels or you think he's a terrible coach, it doesn't really matter, to be honest. It does, but he still played with, the NFL's leading rusher, one of the top two or three best receivers in football. When $20 million a year slot receiver, Hunter Renfrow. Obviously, Waller missed some time, but Darren Waller, there's a lot there. So, again, when it comes to Carr, would I be upset if the Jets got him? Absolutely not. Do I think that he should be option one? No. I think option one's pretty clearly Aaron Rodgers, and I think the Jets have not made pretty clear that that's number option one for them. Then, obviously runs into the monkey wrench that is, does Aaron Rodgers want to be here? And obviously that's the next point. We'll find out again as he comes out of the darkness and tells the Packers. There were some articles leaked, over the weekend. The Packers are done with Aaron Rodgers. They're ready to move on. We'll see about that. Until it's over, you never really know with these types of things. And as Aaron Rodgers has reminded everybody, nobody knows shit, as he likes to say about himself, that, Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, whoever it is, nobody knows. So when it comes to him, we'll see. There's obviously the other names in the market right now. Tannehill is not on the market, but he does make some sense. And he's obviously older and has won some playoff games, would, fit in the system, obviously, and, would be able to ideally thrive here for a year or two. Jimmy G, again, his name is not going to go away anytime soon. Obviously, kind of a different tier than you get down to the Jacoby Brissett's. Obviously, there's a Lamar Jackson monkey wrench as well. We talked about a lot of early on in the offseason, during the playoffs, what happens with Lamar? everything we'll know with Lamar when it comes to which tag he receives. If he, you know, gets the non-exclusive tag, which is two first round picks, it's a much lower cap number. I think it's around like the $40 million mark, whereas the exclusive tag, the Ravens can match any offer. It's up around $50 million. That makes more sense. Albert Breer, you know, kind of mentioned, if you see the Ravens put the non-exclusive tag on Lamar.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Kind of means they're open for business. And if you're the Jets, two first-round picks for Lamar Jackson and, you know, that 5-year guaranteed contract do make a lot of sense. I'm not as hopeful on that one. I think Rodgers is the number one option. I think Carr and then Tannehill and then that Jimmy G, Brissett category. Obviously, there's the home run if, you know, the Jets trade up for one or whatever it is. But, you know, I still think Rodgers is, if I had to guess as of today, I still think Rodgers makes a lot of sense. You know, for the Jets, you're setting up yourself for that 2019 Tampa Bay Bucks window where teams really get around him. The quarterback play was atrocious. The defense was really good. A lot of good skill players, young talent. The offensive line was good, had some good cap space, had, you know, had their picks. Brought Tom Brady in, who everyone said was washed, you know, after an embarrassing loss at home, similar, you know, to Tennessee. You know, Rodgers, who was losing to Detroit the last game of the year. So many parallels, been there forever, never thought they would leave, and revitalized. They, you know, go to the playoffs 3 times, you know, win a title. So you never know. That's obviously the dream scenario there for the Jets from a quarterback situation. Got the combine coming up. Obviously, I'm going to have an article out on the feed likely tomorrow on some guys from the Senior Bowl. I'm most looking forward to, you know, seeing, seeing how they tested the combine. And then a couple other guys, you know, some Jets targets who interested to see how they weigh in, interested to see, you know, what they run, things of that nature. You know, and then obviously the, you know, the offseason is going to be kind of fully underway here. Obviously, not just the quarterback stuff. We're going to start to see, you know, some things like extensions, re-signings, all these different types of things. So just want to come on in here, kind of talk quickly about, you know, what the situation is with Derek Carr situation, Aaron Rodgers, Tannehill, Jimmy G, et cetera. And again, obviously a lot, this is going to be a big week, big next 2 weeks where you'll find out a lot on Lamar. You'll find out a lot on Rodgers, likely Carr, you know, Tannehill potentially. So I would expect the Jets quarterback situation is probably solved in the next 2 weeks. You know, I'm not guaranteeing anything, but it feels that way. But, you know, you never know, obviously. And then you can start to talk more about offensive line, receiver, safety, you know, defensive tackle, you know, re-signing guys like Bryce Huff, you know, extending Quincy, you know, extending Quinnen and Quincy. And what do they do with Kwan? These types of discussions, what do they do with the receiver position? Do you keep Carl Lawson? And restructure him. That's what I would do, if, you know, if possible. Maybe that deal's 2 for $20, and he looks a lot better than at, you know, 1 for $15. What do you do with Corey Davis, Denzel Mims, Mekhi Becton? You know, it looks like he's in great shape. Is he someone that you can, you know, count on? I would say he's likely a guy that you forget about in a good way until you get to training camp and Mekhi comes out. And you hope he absolutely demolishes it at camp and, you know, his back to his 2019-2020 form, or 2020 form, I apologize. You know, what do you do, you know, at center with Connor McGovern? He's a guy that, you know, I think it makes more sense to try to draft someone, maybe get a little cheaper and younger at the position, grow next to a guy like Lincoln Thomas and Elijah Vera Tucker. You know, obviously what happens with Max Mitchell, Dwayne Brown, is he going to retire? Are they going to cut him? Are they going to, you know, figure out his money? What happens with CJ Mosley's contract? Do you extend him and lower the cap hit? Do you restructure? Do you add? Well, there's a million different, you know, things there. So, a lot to hit on. Again, back on the feed Wednesday, Friday, we got people like Michael Carter, defensive back Michael Carter is coming on, Sheldon Rankins, John Franklin Myers, let's meet some other surprise guests as well, you know, from around the league, and then I have a ton pretty much daily at the combine. We'll have a pod out for you guys So everyone, make sure, you know, subscribe, tuned in, you know, rate, review, the whole nine yards. I appreciate everybody for listening. Enjoy the day off, and we'll talk to you guys midweek.